For most people, a microwave means this. But for LSU math professor Dr. Robert Lipton, a microwave means
deep space communications. Like, how do you control the Mars rover? They can use microwaves or radio waves.
LSU is participating in a multi-university research initiative grant funded by the Department of Defense in conjunction with MIT, Ohio State University, UC Irvine, and the University of New Mexico. The simple explanation is Lipton and his colleagues are using an amplifier tube as a blowhorn for a microwave to increase its amplitude. An electron beam is passed down the tube, and a microwave is sent through as well. The metamaterial slows the wave down so that the wave can steal energy from the electron beam, and voila, a much stronger, larger signal is created. Dr. Lipton gives a musical analogy.
And so what we do is you could think of the electrons as the air blowing into a woodwind. You could think of the metamaterial structure as the reed, which sets up the vibrations. And then the whole traveling wave to itself as being the musical instrument, which is the amplifier.
So with that said, what's the point of their work? Who or what's on the receiving end of this?
Instead of just controlling something in Mars remotely, what it does is it increases the range. So we could talk to things on Saturn. We could talk to things very much further away.
And Dr. Lipton says, don't let the funding from the Department of Defense give you any wrong ideas about the purpose.
None of this is classified. So the idea is that people can take these results and run with them any way they want.
For WRKF, I'm Frank Barnett.
Support for healthcare and science coverage on Louisiana's Lab comes from Bazil, Saxe & Wilson, serving the legal and business needs of people and companies throughout Louisiana, and from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge, supporting education in science, technology, engineering, and math.